Okay. Mach mal auf mit diesem Security-Ghost-Christmas. I think I'm tempting rain. It should rain on me. Am I doing this for everybody? I don't know. I don't know how that works. Anyway, so. Beautiful morning. Cool. Overcast. I hear that in a place like Shetland where it's constantly overcast. Or it's overcast a lot. And, it's always kind of at this level that pretty oppressive. I guess for me it's a welcome break from what would be considered the normal. Oh, this morning, yeah. The neighbor's dog was out trying to figure out what to do exactly. And it looked pretty good. I'm very glad. I think it was inspiration. Ended up helping my neighbor go in and tie up her dog in the backyard. Anyway. That was pretty good. A lot better than like sticking the police on the dog and the dog taken away. Kind of making my neighbors potentially resentful. That would be bad. Don't want to do that particularly. So, I think it worked out really good. Hopefully it'll be a good thing. I really haven't spent much time besides saying hi to them in passing. So, hopefully I did something kind for them. And that always there's a good thing. I want to do kind of things. Make sure everything works better. We gotta shake people up a little bit, I think, maybe. There's some things that need to be said. We have to do them right. But it doesn't. We are difficult these days. People feel very defensive about their position. You know, a Mormon, and lots of people working Mormons over. And I guess I've gotten accustomed to it, even to the point where I say, you know what, if you say I'm not a Christian, fine. But I know that just throws Mormon bashers for a loop, because that is supposed to destroy a Mormon. Oh my gosh, you got him good. And you go, you didn't get it at all. He agreed with you. He said, yep, I'm not a Christian, not by that definition. I'm not saying you're a bad person. You're authentically trying to defend your beliefs. I don't share those beliefs. We shouldn't be using the same name. said, you can call me a Mormon, that's fine. You can say, Mormons aren't Christians. And you go, you know what? You're right. I said, I'm not like you. You go, they don't believe in the same Jesus Christ. You go, you're right, I don't. Says, you believe that your, you know, you believe that Christ didn't go to America. So all that stuff is a bunch of hokum. And you go, that's fine. I do believe he did. You believe that Christ said what Christ was going to say, and that by and large, I said, I don't want to say what you believe. You go, but my take on it is that you basically say that God and Christ, perhaps the same person, or yes, the same person, Tiffany talked to, he said what he said, wrote down the Bible, he died, he got resurrected, he left, and he's gone. At least gone from here, gone from sight. Rather, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to your belief system. Is mine different? Yes. So have you called by the same name you are? No. Long Latter-day Saints. Want to be a part of that club? You guys say, whoa, that's expanding the tent a little too broadly. And you go, I understand those feelings. Because I'm not going to sit here and force you to do that tent, to broaden that tent. You have to understand that I think Latter-day Saints do that because they hope that eases your way to coming to the Mormon way of thinking. And it knows. I'll be honest, the majority of people that join the Mormon Church come from a Christian background. So it's a good supposition to make. I'm perfectly willing to see the fact that my Jesus Christ is not your Jesus Christ. That's perfectly fine. It doesn't bother me personally if you say you're not my religion. You go, that's fine. It doesn't bother me either. I know that's supposed to kill me and wound me and get me to shut up and make it so you can win, perhaps. So, but it's not gonna. It's like, okay, that's fine. Because you have to understand, I believe in a God who doesn't mind you, everyone, having to take several steps to get back to Him. Those steps might involve being a member of other religions along the way. As one explores and studies, I would be a proponent of exploring and studying and deciding where one stands. Now, one thing where we're really different, I guess, or I'm told, and you can agree with me or not, let me know, is continuing revelation from God. As far as I'm aware of, Christianity is kind of a closed canon bunk. Bible's written, thanks, done. Cite a couple of scriptures that say so. Or your interpretation of what those scriptures are saying. You believe it, that makes it okay. As long as you're not trying to murder people over it, that's fine. Oh, but let's be careful. Mormons have been killed over this. So, let's not be totally kind to you. Okay? You guys have it out for Mormons. Sometimes they're far kinder to Muslims in the new way of thinking. It's almost okay to watch. You'll see somebody who will fight to the death to protect a Muslim, and yet if a Mormon shows up and they find out you're a Mormon, oh my gosh, their eyes turn red, blood starts leaking out there. Their orifice is horrible. It's like, wow. Just do we challenge your level of toleration? Probably. It's okay though. Good for you. Makes you a stronger person. Can you tolerate living next door to me? Hope so. I don't want to die. Says, I'm not looking to kill you. That's real dumb. Go up against the prevailing culture. They're not even going to bat an eye. Killing a Mormon isn't even a bad thing. I'm really grateful to people who choose not to. Thank you. For those of you who aren't sitting there saying this guy's going to die, I'm grateful. Thank you. But we've got different ways of looking at it. You're gracious not to kill me. I'm smart not to come at you, because you can crush me like a fly. You can crush my religion like a fly. You can slaughter us all. Why? American history lesson. The attempt was made to eradicate Mormons. Driving down the street. Something like that. For whatever reason. And I'm not going to blame Christianity for it, but a lot of the people that were doing that had a Christian background. And whatever their concept of God was, God seemed to be okay with it too. If that's your belief system, I have to respect that, especially because there's more of you than there are of us. You run things, we don't. It's just that simple. Well, maybe in Utah, we might have enough votes to make things swing our way. But that's not even particularly true anymore. I think there's more non-Mormons in Utah now than there are Mormons. Regardless, we've all got to be very careful. I don't want to pull you to the point to where you stop being gracious. It's becoming very obvious that big majorities are getting a little concerned about small violent minorities. So from a real real obvious look. We all kind of want the same thing in the lineup. We want some peace and getting along. So, there's that. So yeah, it's really interesting listening to a video, or watching a video about this lady who's well, she's stepping away from Islam. There's a lot of what Islam does, just that's why. And when she was talking about all the terrible things, I was projecting it onto my own belief system, my own religion, and saying, you know what, we've got the same issues, we've got the same kind of voices. And when I threw her into the mix and just said, well, what if she was a Mormon instead of a Muslim? And you go, would I be on her side? Or would I be on another side? And I figured out that I would be on another side. And I don't want her dead. You know, so her silence. That's not what it's about at all. But you can hear she's very reasoned, but you could still hear the basic cultural intolerance of her to where she came from. Now, I'm not defending her culture at all. I just see it there. She's preaching for a more moderate Islam, and Islam I love how they use politically loaded terms. I forget what Reuben's first name is. He's got a background of being very liberal. In fact, on some level, he still basically is. He decries leftists. I think it has more to do with tactics and ways. He's a gay man who's married his partner. So they've got several intrinsic problems with that. I don't think I'd ever be invited to a show. That's a, what maybe he's open-minded about that. This show is one that likes to talk with people who are very tolerant of him. And you go, you know, I said, you can live, you can do whatever you want. He said, but I'm going to say that you're not doing your social duty. You can sit here and you make videos all day long and say, this is wonderful, and this should make up for the fact that I don't have children. But I never will have children. And that's a conscious choice I've made. I'm not going to be married. I'm not going to... not married to a woman. To a person of the opposite sex. So I have to keep making it work. Therefore, you cannot have natural children. decisions. I'm sorry. I don't care how wonderful your ideas are, but I'm grateful for your ideas. But you're actually missing the larger point, the bigger picture. That our main responsibility is to marry and have children, raise them, and perpetuate society. Perfect people who say since I'm a woman I couldn't do that. Well, if you don't like it, have more kids.